are listening to T-Mac and Cookie Monster on the Radiant Culture Podcast. Engaging and exciting conversation on life, God, and pop culture. Every week on the Radiant Culture Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Radiant Culture Podcast. It's another episode. This is episode 91 as we continue the discussion from the last two episodes. And this is the final part. And on this episode, we are focusing on perceptions that we have about prayer and how God actually answers prayer. Have a listen and enjoy.
The final point is something that was actually raised by one of our hosts who's not here today. And she said she was talking about prayer and how God answers prayer, right? I found this to be quite interesting because I have thought about this as well. That how does God actually answer prayer? And is prayer answered according to how we pitch it? Right? If you present a really good pitch, and God is like, okay, cool. That deserves an answer. Like that lady, you know, like that story about the woman who is talking about, you know, the children's bread healing story.
Yes. I can eat the crumbs. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the way Jesus responds to that woman, right, almost implies that he's saying, because of your witty response.
War over.
Yeah. So it's going to be granted. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because that was quite witty, I have to say. That was a smart response. Mm. So that begs the question. Is it about the way we pitch it to God? Does God have just, I guess, preference to say, I like T-Mac. T-Mac, go ahead. Nasika, one spark. Wakanda ka wire offering. Boom. How does it all work?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think I'd like to address your question on a number of levels. Firstly, with the example of the woman there, the reason that Jesus said that to her is because, you know, in her answer, when she said to Jesus, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table or from the children's table. Why that was such an impressive answer was because, not because she was witty and quick on her feet, but the expression of faith that it was. She was basically saying, you're talking about bread and healing for the children, but compared to the capacity that you have, right, and what I'm asking you for, this is so small that this is crumbs because of your capacity. So the faith she had in the authority of Jesus is what got her the answer. Because if you read the Mark account, Jesus answers in the passive voice. He says, right, "It has your daughter has been healed. Not that I have healed her, or I'm going to heal her." But she almost literally grabbed the answer out of Jesus' hands, you know, if you like to think of it that way. Just like that woman with the issue of blood. Didn't ask, didn't approach, just grabbed, and then power came out of Jesus and healed her. Yeah. You know, without any consultation, and he had to be left asking what's going on around me. So that's what was going on there. But in terms of the pitch question, I think what the host was talking about is a kind of prayer that is called the prayer of petition. There are different kinds of prayer. The prayer of supplication, you know, the prayer of petition, requests where you make a simple request, just ask. And the prayer of faith or the prayer of consecration where you have, if it's your will, those kind of prayers. They're all different kinds of prayers.
Yeah.
And the prayer of petition is one in which you are presenting your case where you are treating God as a judge. And you present your case and there's stuff in the Bible that shows heaven as a courtroom. And those of you who go to certain churches will have been very familiar with this kind of teaching where heaven is a courtroom and entering the courts and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that kind of prayer does require that you present a case, a legal case, because it's a legal issue. It's different from the prayer of request where you're just simply asking your father to do something for you.
Right.
Dad, I need pocket money. Can you hook me up? Right? When you're praying the prayer of petition, there are legal issues that have to be dealt with. Someone did something, and these are the legal ramifications, legal in terms of what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
There's a constitution, and there are things that need to be corrected, or things that need to be addressed, or the accuser has legal grounds to withhold something from the individual or the people the person is praying on behalf of. And this person is bringing legal arguments or from the constitution and saying, yes, but your constitution says, your word says this. So on the basis of what your word says, you need to give, you know, a, can I say, a sentence or a judgment. So the answer is actually like a judgment on my behalf. So that's the kind of prayer that you have there. If you look at Moses, that's the way that he petitioned God when God said he wanted to destroy the people of Israel. He said, but no, remember, you swore an oath. Because God said, I'm going to destroy them and I'm going to start a new generation with you. But he says, but you swore.
Yeah.
You know. And we know that once an oath is made, God cannot break an oath. You swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So if you destroy these guys and you start a new generation with me, you're no longer God, number one. Number two, the people around are going to hear about it.
Yeah.
And they're going to say that God was able to take them out, but he wasn't able to carry them through. So he destroyed them in the wilderness because he knew he didn't have capacity to take care of them. So Moses is playing on God's sense of him, you know, God being, yeah, his word, his greatness, his ability to see through what he begins. And he's playing on that almost as if he's playing on someone's ego, you know, like a wife stroking a husband's ego. And the husband says, maybe something gets bust and then says, no, manje. You know what I mean? And and the guy feels, yeah, for sure. You know, let me go and do something about it. It's very much like that. And then the Bible says that God relented of his anger.
Right.
You know, and he didn't destroy the people of Israel. So that's the kind of prayer that we're talking about, where you petition God. You also see in Zechariah chapter 3, the vision that Zechariah was seeing, where Joshua the high priest entered the presence of God. And the Bible says, and the accuser of the brethren, Satan, was there standing to accuse him, because Satan means accuser.
Yeah.
So he stands there as a prosecutor, and he's saying, this guy does not deserve to be blessed, doesn't deserve to receive your answer, doesn't deserve to have a child, whatever the case is, because I've got a rap sheet. And then, you know, the angel of the Lord said, may the Lord rebuke you. He wasn't even allowed to open his mouth. Because if he was going to open his mouth and say stuff, he would probably have had legal grounds to disqualify Joshua, who was supposed to be the holiest man in the land anyway, because he was a high priest.
Yeah.
So that's that kind of prayer. And that's where you have to pitch your case, yes. But not, it's not the way that you pray all the time. There are different prayers for different situations. There are things that you don't even pray about. Some things you just speak and you command.
Yeah.
You know, but people call it a prayer of faith, but it's not a prayer. It's actually a declaration.
Okay.
Like Jesus did with the tree, you know, and he just spoke and it withered. That kind of thing.
All right.
And then the other perception that we have, so on the one hand, it's that, you know, God is, how we pray has a bearing on how he answers, but then there's also the when he answers.
Mm-hmm.
We just have this idea, or let me not just say we, I sometimes have this idea that if he hasn't answered it within a certain time frame, he didn't like my prayer and he's just not going to answer it. So I don't know if I'm alone in that, but for those who might be on board with me, it's where does that even come from? Like, why do we need things done like ibabo?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a reasonable expectation because, you know, in the world that we live in, okay, from a worldly point of view anyway, in terms of expectation, if you don't get something immediately, that shows that the service provider is useless and you change your service provider. If you're in a queue and it's taking too long, if it's an EcoCash queue and people are struggling with the number and their PIN and they're having to restart because they locked the phone screen before they could put in their PIN and then you start all over again. You know what I mean? And you're in that queue, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, let me go and join another queue.
Mm.
You know, because we are all about instant.
Mm.
Time is money. Time is precious. You know, and so that's where the expectation comes from when we come to God. And even in the way that we deal with things. I mean, you wouldn't expect with your own father, you ask him for something. Dad, can I have, and then
Dad, I need school fees.
I need school, school fees is a lot better, you know. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, or Dad, can I go with my friends to, you know, to a party? And Dad says, okay, the party's on Saturday, and you've asked him on Wednesday, and Dad answers next week, you know, after the party's done. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
but it kind of feels like that in, you know, in the Christian walk. And Jesus was very much upfront with that, you know, about that. He said, if you look at the parables that Jesus told on prayer, two of them, the one of the friend with the loaves and the one of the woman and the unjust judge, both of them have people petitioning over an extended period of time, asking continuously, please, 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 until the people end up doing it for the guys that were asking, not because they loved the guy or because they were, you know, because of their responsibilities and their duties in the case of the judge, but because I just want to get this person out of my hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Jesus says, this is how you ought to be with prayer.
Persistent.
You have to be persistent. That is his teaching on prayer. Now, of course, there are prayers where you can ask him and you can get stuff right away. In fact, in Isaiah 65, verse 24, you know, the Bible says, while, you know, before you've even spoken, I'll answer. Mm-hmm. Or while the words are yet in your mouth, I've already done it.
Yeah.
So there is that dimension in which God can go ahead of us while you're still thinking. And I have testimonies of that happening to me, and I'm sure you guys have as well. While you're thinking, before you even ask God, and it's just a thought in your head, you find exactly what it is that you want to ask God, you know, coming to you. And you're like, wow, you know, amazing. I didn't even get to pray for it. Mm. It just came to me, but I was thinking, I'm going to pray about it. So there is that dimension. But the one thing that Jesus speaks of, both times, on separate occasions, prayer is a long slog. That's what it is. That's one. And then you also have the reality of spiritual warfare. I mean, when the angel comes to Daniel and says, from the day that you made your prayer, God answered you on that day and I was sent. But for these past 21 days, I've been held up by the prince of Persia, and I needed Michael to come and help me. So in the heavenly realm, God has answered. But here on earth, Daniel is having to wait 3 weeks. But in that 3 weeks, it's a time in which he's fasting, the Daniel fast and whatever. So there's a lot of ways that you could answer or you could skewer that without necessarily saying that because God did not answer my prayer. And I would say it's sometimes a matter of faith, a matter of revelation, understanding of the word of God, in that when you do ask for something, how persistent are you, and how much faith also, plays a very important part in getting answers. Many times people ask, what they think they have to be faith is actually not faith. It is something else, but they think it's faith. And I don't know if I have time to unpack that for you. If I can just give an example, or if I can ask you a question. If we said, for example, let's believe God for a 1 week holiday in Mauritius, for example, right? Mm-hmm. And that would happen in the next 5 days. God will make it happen in the next 5 days. Mm. And then someone said to you the same thing, but let's believe God will do this by this time next year. Mm. Which situation would you have more faith for?
Most likely the next year one.
Do you see that? So your faith isn't, because it's the same God, same request, and it's the same God who can make it happen. But the reason that one would have faith for something happening further down the road in the future is because then their faith is not necessarily actually in God. Mm. It's in time, because you're thinking over a year, then I can have a friend can come and hook me up. There's all the circumstances that could make it happen. There's more time for those circumstances to line up and events to line up. You could get a bonus, or you could have good sales at in your business, all that kind of thing. But in 5 days, the space of 5 days, it has to be an absolute miracle for God to make it happen.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you, at the end of the day, and it's underlying, is subtle, you know, and that's why it was a bit of a revelation for me. That sometimes we think we have faith in God, but actually we have faith in circumstance. We have faith in the passage of time more than we have faith in God. Mm. And so some of the time, if someone says to you, but, you know, have faith in God, like Jesus said to the guys, you know, after, he, you know, the tree was, he said, have faith in God. Mm. They're like, so what do you think we have faith in, bruh? You know, and these are people who have been healing the sick, raising right. the dead. You know what I mean? They've been doing the work, you know, casting out devils in the name of the Lord. By faith. And then, oh, you think so? What you say, you know, no, have faith in God. So that's one of, I think that's, it's a whole mix. And sometimes you will know, sometimes you won't know this side of eternity.
Yeah.
But what's important is to know that an answered prayer does not mean that God does not want to answer, that he will never answer, but that we get up and we go again and we keep asking. Mm. I think that's an important response.
Hey. All right.
Wow, this is actually very helpful and very insightful. Thank you, Kowaza. And I think, you know, the purpose of this episode today was just really to talk about these things that we sometimes think about or sometimes don't even think about anymore because we've become so accustomed to just these narratives.
Yeah.
And these pictures. And I think what's most important is just to pause and ask yourself that, how have some of these things actually affected how I view God, how I view my walk with God? And C.S. Lewis says something amazing. He, something profound. He talks about pictures and imagination. And he says in, I think it's in Mere Christianity, where he's talking about how if a picture, the purpose of a picture or an image that your mind creates, right, where God is concerned, is that it's supposed to help you, right? It's supposed to help you, I guess, get a better glimpse of who God is. And it says the moment a picture, a metaphor, and an analogy ceases to do that, then discard it, get rid of it, because it's not helping you. And I think that's something that's important. So, yeah, this has been really good. Thank you, Kowaza.
Great. Yeah, I think you said everything that needs to be said.
Thank you.
Well done.
I know I'm deep. Thanks. Well, Kowaza, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
It's a pleasure always being
and
here.
And I know there's a whole lot more we could talk about, but I think for today.
This has been Radiant Culture. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Radiant Culture Podcast. If you want to make a contribution, make a suggestion, or have a request, you can get in touch with us via email on radiant@thehub.co.zw or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter. Look out for the next episode and remember to share this one with everybody you know. God bless.
It's hot, it's fresh, it's uncut. Hashtag Real Talk on the Radiant Culture Podcast.